This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Some young Wall Street bankers at Citicorp, Bank of America, and Credit Suisse are being given some weekends off. Good news for everyone, since financial shenanigans may go down. 168,000 gallons of heavy oil spilled in Galveston Bay, Texas, after a ship collided with a barge carrying the oil. Confusing names of policies and multiple choices are complicating enrollment in Obamacare as March 31st deadline comes near. 85 millionaires are running for political office from the Congress Party in India, and 30 millionaires from the BJP. International aid has been very limited due to confusion in the civil war in Syria over the last 3 years. Communist guerrilla leaders were captured in Philippines after 30 years of war on the islands. Some investors are urging SEC to start rulemaking over and get tougher. In 2013, there were 9-10 suicides linked to cyberbullying on Ask.fm, an anonymous posting site. A new one, called Secret, is described as being worse than high school. Controversy in Congress over backdating unemployment benefits on proposed 5-month extension is contradicted by DOL information that's offered and paid $345 million to states to upgrade computer networks, and that some, like those complaining in Mississippi, just aren't up to their game. Section 8 housing subsidies for poor help rent payments for 2 million Americans. The sequester led to 70,000 vouchers being lost, and states reducing benefits by 10% or more in Alaska, Montana, and Kansas. Objections to paying college athletes claiming that requirements for gender equity from Title IX for women make it impossible are seen as rationalizations for simply not rebudgeting and adjusting prices. Experts say there's no data to believe that behavior detention officers at airport screening locations are contributing security rather than delays. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.